As we prepare for Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, there are many ideas that come together, and those ideas, as they come together, understanding Rosh Hashanah, are not just peripheral ideas, they're essential ideas. One of the problems people have sometimes praying for Rosh Hashanah is that many of the ideas don't sit so well with the mindset of the Western world in the 21st century. The one idea that goes straight through Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and even to some degree Sukkot, is the idea of Malchus. Of course, when people lived in societies where there was one person who wielded absolute authority and his word was absolute law to everyone and everyone was subject to him, the idea of Malchus was a very normal idea. We all grew up in democracies where there's no such thing as one person who has absolute authority. Absolute authority is somehow given to the people. And because of that, the concept of Malchus sometimes a little difficult. The idea, but there's another idea also that's difficult. Torah says, Bereishis bara Elokim es haShamayim v'haaretz. This idea of a Briya Yesh Meayin was a radical idea from the beginning of Klal Yisrael till today. In the Middle Ages, when Jews living in Europe or in the Muslim areas where the Greek thought was the whole culture, Greek thought believed in Kadmos. Kadmos means the way the world is today, that's the way the world always was. And because the whole world believed in Kadmus at that time, Klal Yisrael, Torah Jews, who believed in Briya of Yesh Meayin, had a belief system that was against the entire world. And all Rishonim, Pe'achot, said, this is our Masorah, the Briya Yesh Meayin, and Kadmus is wrong. the idea of kadmus, whether it's all the various versions of Greek ideas, basically, is the world today, it's just sort of an automatic machine. Maybe there's some force out there that's sort of giving it electricity to work. It's not an intelligent force. And it just keeps going almost like a perpetual movement, motion machine. 50 years ago, I came up with a brand new idea called Big Bang. But even Big Bang is not Yesh Me'ayin. Torah is Yesh Me'ayin. Number one. The old idea of the Greeks was human beings have been around forever and ever and ever and ever. My father had a father, and his father had a father, and his father had a father. And keep going back forever and ever and ever and ever. Comes along 150 years ago, they came up with this idea of evolution. Rosh Hashanah, we talk about the Bria Sa'olam. Why? Talk about the Bria of Adam. Why? And just like 1,000 years ago, 800 years ago, 700 years ago, Rishonim Pe'achot said the way the world looks at the origins of the world, the way the world looks at the origins of the human being are wrong. So too today, the Torah is very explicit. The Torah is very explicit. The world was created Yesh Me'ayin. Again, there was nothing. But nothing means nothing. There's no space, there's no time, nothing. Human being was created, Afam min ha'adama. Rambam writes, Masoris hi biyad kol. It's a universal Masorah on which there is no disagreement. Shamokim Shabbana bo Dover HaMizbeach. Rambam Perek Beis Hilchas Beis HaBchira. The place where Dover HaMelech built the Mizbeach on Har HaBayis. That's the place where there was the Akedah. That's the place where Noach built a Mizbeach when he left the Teva. That's the place that Cain and Hevel built their Mizbeach. And that's the place Adam HaRishon built the Mizbeach on the day that he was created, Umisham Nivra. Kadosh Baruch Hu took the earth to create Adam HaRishon from that exact spot on Har Abayis. Adam Mimokam Kaparoso Nivra. Rama makes that a very central point of his thinking. He didn't get it from any philosopher, because everyone was against it. He said it's a Masoris hi biyad kol. Once it's a Masoris hi biyad kol. So the Rambam writes, it's an unimpeachable part of Torah Shabbat Peh. Why is that so important? Who cares? Why is it so important? Rosh Hashanah is the day that Adam HaRishon was created. The world was created a few days before, and the Yom HaDin is on Rosh Hashanah. Why is that so important? That somehow the history of the world is relevant to the fact that we stand in din in front of our Kodesh Baruch Hu. Why do the two have to come together? To understand what Malchus is, every day we make a bracha. You take an apple, say Borei Pri Eitz. Why, when you take an apple, do you say Borei Pri Eitz? Because anything you have in this world, we have to recognize and accept that it comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is the basis of everything we do. Anything you take from this world, you have to recognize that it comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why? Because the Rambam writes throughout, and the Ramban writes throughout, not that HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs us, for us as individuals and human beings, for us to understand our position in this world, for us to build ourselves up, we have to understand how the world runs. Human beings have a tremendous tendency to have overbloated egos. They run the world. The fact that the world was created, Yesh Meayin, means that everything in this world comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nothing in this world is independent of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, since everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu being HaKol Yochav HaKol Yodea, there's nothing in this world that we can turn around and ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so this isn't right and that's not right. No. If everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, our whole way of thinking, who created our brains, who created our moral intuition, who created everything? It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the fact that everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we're totally dependent on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then there's something else, what is Malchus, that he continues to run this world in a hands-on way. He's not only HaMelech HaKadosh, the Melech in the remote recesses of the world, beyond this world, but that's the Melech HaKadosh, but he's the Melech Al Kol Haaretz. He runs this world in a hands-on way. A king running his kingdom down to the finest detail. But Achdus and Malchus go hand in hand. The Rambam writes in Sefer HaMitzvos, Malchus is Hashem Echad. What does Hashem Echad have to do with Malchus? Hashem Echad means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the cause of everything that happens in this world. He runs it. He runs it in such a detailed way. There's no force in this world. It's independent of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When you plant something, there's the rain, and there's the power of the soil, power of the seed, and there's the sun, and everything makes it grow. All that ultimately goes back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem Echad. He's the cause, the ilas or ilos, as we say in Zmiris. He's the ilas, the cause of all causes. He makes it happen. And that's what Malchus is, Achdus is. Achdus means, that's it. So once we realize that Hashem Echad, and how do we finish Malchios, Sarosu Kosov Lamor, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. He is the only cause of everything. That's Malchus. And Malchus means two things. And now those two things lie at the heart of what Torah is about. Malchus means we meshabit our rotzen. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says you have to do X. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says you have to take a lulav on the first day of Sukkot. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says you are not allowed to eat a dover osa. But I want to. No want to. The essence of Malchus, this is no I want to. It's an absolute shibud of our rotzen to his rotzen. It's Another aspect of Malchus. Since he created everything, the Torah says this is what makes sense. But I think something else makes sense. Too bad. Your mind, your mental process was created by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if HaKadosh Baruch Hu's infinite wisdom says certain things make sense, then the fact that your mind created HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't fathom it, well, that's because somehow you haven't connected your mind properly to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mind. If you did, everything in the Torah would make sense. And that's what Limud HaTorah is about. Recognizing that his mind is the mind that created the world. His mind created our minds. And we have to subjugate our minds to his mind. That's Malchus. That's Brias HaOlam of Yesh Meayin. It's also Brias HaAdam. Evolution is a very attractive idea. The whole concept of evolution basically says, who's a human being? Human being's an animal. His goof is that of an animal. And even if you think HaKadosh Baruch Hu afterwards just slapped a neshama in, no. We say, it really doesn't matter whether the cow came from the horse or the dog came from the cat or anything like that. No one really cares. Maybe it did happen that way. Maybe that had happened that way. Probably it didn't happen that way. But it, min l'minehu, the pasuk says. But something that's more important. More important that the human being is not just a complicated animal. Human being was created to be the recipient and the receptacle for neshama. Vayipach ba'apo of nishmas ruachayim. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us different than the animal kingdom. Different than any other part of the Bria. Vayivra means a brand new creation. Totally different. We were created to be the recipients of a neshama. Because we were created to be the recipients of a neshama. Who and what we are is the bearers of that neshama. It's a whole different way of looking. What we have is today's world, when people look at who and what they are, they look at themselves as just very sophisticated animals. You go in all the media. What's the view of a human being? His goof and his goof and his goof and his goof, the neshama doesn't exist. The essence of the human being is the goof. Yes, the goof of a human being is important. But the essence of the human being is his neshama. He is a ruach mamalula. He has a koach hadibur that expresses his neshama. He's a koach hamachshava. That all that is because it's neshama. It's who and what we are. It's a whole different view of the human being. Who are the heroes of the Western world? Here is the Western world today have nothing to do with neshama. Here is the Western world have to do with goof. Because that's how they view the human being. Because it's the whole concept that comes from evolution. It's a whole different way of looking at who and what you are and what we are. No, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took afar min ha'adama, created a goof, but that goof is nothing. It's just afar min ha'adama. Then all of a sudden he put into it a neshama and gave it chiyus and gave it life. Vahi Adam lenefesh chaya. And that happened in Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is the day of the creation of a human being, a very unique part of the Bria. It's the day when HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, the centerpiece of the Bria is the human being who I am directly creating. That's why the idea of Malchus, the idea of Bria, the idea of Bria's Adam, that's why there's such a thing as a din. A din is, what is the din in Rosh Hashanah? The din is, who and what am I? I am a human being created B'Tzelem Elokim. I was given a task in this world to take that neshama and to develop it. And the men, and I was given Taryag Mitzvahs. I was given a Torah to learn and tefillahs to daven and mitzvahs to do. It's a way of developing that neshama. That's who I am. And once a year on the anniversary of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's creation of this unique centerpiece of the Bria, we take a look at ourselves and say, so, how are we doing? Because it was on this day that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made this radical new entity. The combination of physical and spiritual, guf and neshama, ruchnias and gashmias in the human being. Something that does not exist anywhere else in the Bria. One of the ideas we repeat on Rosh Hashanah is V'yitnu lucha keser melucha. We will give you, we will crown you as our king. Means, for the human being to accept that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the melech is more than just for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's sake. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need it. To accept that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the melech means, and I am his eved. The dog is not his eved, the cat is not his eved. The cow and the horse are not his effort. No. They do not feel his malchus. They do not recognize his malchus. They just act automatically. But we're in neshama. We can relate to him. We can relate to his malchus. That pushes us in a whole different position. A spiritual entity can be an eved to HaKadosh Baruch. A totally physical entity cannot be an eved to HaKadosh Baruch. And that recognition, who and what we are as human beings, we have to first understand there was a Bria. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Bria just didn't ignite some bomb that went off in a big bang. No. He shaped and formed every aspect of this world. Why? Because at the end, after 6 days, at the end of 6 days, there's going to be this unique part of the Bria called the human being, who would be guf and neshama, ruchnias and gashmias together, body and soul. And the world is the place that this human being builds himself and uplifts his neshama. And that understanding is so important that when we stand in davening on Rosh Hashanah as Avodim Lufnei HaMelech, we understand who and what we are, who and what he is, our relationship. And rather than a melech downing his people, the acceptance of Malchus is what uplifts us as people. V'yidnu lucha kesem melucha is what uplifts Klal Yisrael as a nation. That's why When we stop and we think, what exactly was it, is the difficult part of the avodah? Difficult part of the avodah is transforming our feeling and our concept of what a human being is all about. Because the world around us views human beings in a very different way than we view human beings. If you take a look at who are all the heroes that people in the Western world are totally consumed with, it has nothing to do with the neshama. We have a whole different way of looking at it. A superior human being is someone who's used his goof to uplift his neshama, to get close to HaKadosh Baruch. And if we are successful in this world, that's what our success is about. And everything else is just a means to that end. And changing the ideas that we have, that we pick up from the world around us, so important, because when we look at ourselves and what gives us chashivas and what doesn't give us chashivas, you have to recognize the Torah had a very simple way determining what is choshev. David HaMelech is choshev. Why is he choshev? Because the pasuk said in his own life, he only did one aveira, the story of Bathsheba. So Hollywood can bring it up that was the essence of David HaMelech. We say no. Even the greatest of us are sometimes nichshel. But the godless of David HaMelech is Tehillim. Is his entire life of Avodas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And yes, he did an aveira, serious aveira. His life was tshuva for that aveira. But that's not what the godless of David HaMelech is. Shlomo HaMelech, yeah, it's called Yedidya, Yedidkah, the friend of HaKadosh Baruch. Why is Shlomo HaMelech choshev to us? He built the Beis HaMikdash. He wrote Shir HaShirim, he wrote Rishli, he wrote Koheles. He was Mesakin Erevin and Yudayim. A major part of Torah Shabbal Peh, Shlomo HaMelech. He was the Chochem, he called him, he understood everything from within the Torah. His keshev with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is what makes the Shlomo HaMelech important to us. Other things are incidental. So the avodah in preparing for Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur in today's world is trying to, despite everything around us, to really focus and understand who we are, what we are, what we're going to do with our lives, what's going to make our life significant, what's going to make our life important. Yeah, avodim to HaKadosh Baruch. That is who we are. We're the Am of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Melech al Kol Haaretz, he's the Mekadesh Yisrael. He's the Melech al Kol Haaretz said, I'm taking this people and I'm going to uplift them even more. The Melech al Kol Haaretz, Mekadesh Yisrael. Very important to prepare for Yom Neroyim by understanding the Siddur, understanding the Machzor. We spend the day davening. The day davening can be alternate between singing and boredom. Or that day davening can be an uplifting experience. And part of making an uplifting experience is understanding what you're saying, understanding. what it's all about. And everyone should put aside some time for going through the different parts of the Masa and making sure that all the lessons and all the ideas that we have in the Masa come clearer and clearer. That's way the davening on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur won't alternate between singing and boredom, but we'll be an uplifting experience. We're able to carry us through the entire year.